Welcome to the Hero Kids Podcast. Systems are initializing. We train our heroes to hear God's voice, explore their God-given identity, respond to God, and overcome the impossible. Heroes, you'll need these tools for the journey that lies ahead. Systems are a go. Today's main training will begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's up, heroes? My name is Agent Liz. I am so glad to be here today. And can you believe it? Christmas is almost here. But before we get started with our main training, I need to ask you a very important question. How are you doing today? That is amazing. Well, we are in our third training of our Christmas series called It's Christmas Time. And I don't know about you, but something I love to do at Christmas time is go caroling. I love to walk around the cold all bundled up with a cup of hot cocoa singing Christmas songs. But if you were here last week, you know that my duet partner, RRC, he fell from the top of a Tinkerbot pyramid trying to put the star on the tree. And now, well, Christmas is canceled. I'm just kidding. Dr. Scotty is working on his wiring through the holidays. And last I heard, he was set to only speak Mandarin, so she's got to figure that out stat. Anyways, with his injury, I need a new partner. And I was thinking if I hold an audition, I think we might get some people that would be interested. Because can you imagine the overwhelming embarrassment that I would feel if I had to sing I'll Be Home for Christmas by myself? It would sound like this. I'll be home for Christmas. I'd be the laughingstock of Hero Kids.
Agent Liz, hey, I'm sure sorry to barge in on you like this, but, my buddy Vinny's been in Nashville, Tennessee, and I heard you needed a duet partner, and, well, I know I had to come in here and just audition and give it my all. You know, I'll Be Home for Christmas is like my third favorite song about homes.
Wow, Vinny, how did you even find out about this?
I've got my ways. I learn about all kinds of information.
All right, well, I guess since you're here, give us your best shot.
All right, you ready?
I think so.
Are you sure? Because it's pretty good.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, get ready for your new duet partner to sing I'll Be Home for Christmas. All right. I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Vinny, and Clara,
Whoa, you just cut off the song. Vinny, I think we got it.
We didn't even make it to the next chorus.
No, but I think we got it.
There's 3.5 minutes of the song left.
I appreciate that the ad lib in there with the cat.
How are you going to stop an angel from singing?
Vinny, that, I just don't think we need it anymore. We got it.
Oh, so it was so perfect.
Yeah.
You don't even need to hear the rest of the song.
Yeah, I think we can infer how the rest of it is going to end. So how about this? I'll have my people reach out to your people, and we'll figure out what the next steps in our process look like.
Well, next steps? Well, aren't you just going to tell me I got the job?
I mean, it was good, but we got a big stack of
give
interest.
Give everybody else a chance. I get it.
Yeah. Now, Vinny, you said he's in Nashville. You think he would be interested? Because I remember he can really sing.
He's plenty busy in Nashville, Tennessee. The real singer is sitting right in front of you.
We'll touch base. I got your number.
Okay, sure.
We'll reach out.
By Wednesday? Before
By
Christmas,
a Wednesday.
Though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Thanks for stopping in, Vinny. So good to hear from you.
You bet.
All right. Wow. Now we can head into today's main training. We're going to be continuing to dive into our memory verse, which is all about Jesus. And remember, Jesus is God. Today we're going to be talking about how God is our everlasting Father. So, everybody, repeat our power truth after me. Say, God is our everlasting Father. That was great, heroes. What does everlasting Father really mean? Well, let's find out. Hey, Siri, what does everlasting mean?
As an adjective, everlasting means lasting forever or a very long time. Do you want to hear the next one?
Thanks, Siri. So just like Siri said, everlasting means lasting forever or eternity. So if we're saying that God is our everlasting Father, then we're saying that God is our Father forever. So let's read our memory verse and see where Jesus is referred to as everlasting Father. Isaiah 9:6 says, "And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." So we know that everlasting means what? Forever! And ever 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 and ever. Did you know that before the universe was even created, like before the earth was formed or the stars were placed in the sky by his mighty hand, that he envisioned forever with us, with you, with me? That's right. When he created us to be with him forever, to know him forever as a father who loves us more than we could ever know or understand. But there was a slight problem with his forever plan. It was sin. Sin came into the world and separated us from God. And when you and I were born into this world, we weren't born into the perfect Garden of Eden. We were born into a world of sin and hurt and pain because of the very first sin ever committed in that garden. And because of that, sin drove a wedge between us and God, our Father. Throughout the entire book of the Old Testament, it's story after story after story of God asking us to choose him. But time and time again, we made mistake after mistake, and we chose to do things our way. We kept choosing sin, but God kept choosing us. He wanted all of his kids to be able to come home to him one day in heaven. He knew we messed up. But because he's such a good father, he was going to clean up our mess. But there was only one way. I imagine he and Jesus had a conversation in heaven one day. God looked over at his son, who was clothed in majesty, and said, "I need you to do something for me." Now, Jesus already knew what his father would ask. And I believe Jesus looked over at his dad in heaven and said, "I want them to be here forever with us too. I'll do whatever needs to be done." So Jesus was stripped of all of his glory, his many crowns, and all of the angels in heaven watched as God's son was humbly placed in the womb of a girl named Mary. She wasn't royalty. She wasn't rich. She was just a girl who loved God. And because of that, God knew he could trust her with his only son. Jesus was born a poor baby in a stable full of smelly animals as a message of hope that one day he would beat sin and bring us home. 33 years later, when Jesus died on the cross and rose again from the grave, his sacrifice made it so that whoever believes in him would not die and death would not be the end, but they would have eternal life with our everlasting Father forever. This is how much Jesus loves us. This is how much God, our Father, loves us. Did you know that no matter what you'll ever do, nothing can change the way that God feels about you? Nothing can change his love for you. But we have to choose to love him. This reminds me about another story that Jesus told about a dad and his son. There once was a man who had two sons. The younger son said to his father, "Father, give me all of my inheritance early." An inheritance would be a huge amount of money that the boy would have received once his dad passed away. But the boy insisted on getting all of the money now. So the father said, okay, because he loves his son. And not long after that, the son got together all of the money he'd been given and decided to leave home. Now, I'm sure he thought he could do it all on his own. He decided he wanted to live a life on his own terms, choosing a life of sin rather than a life with his father, doing things his father's way. The boy ended up squandering his wealth by living this way. He wasted all the money his father gave him and had nothing left, $0 from his inheritance left. And soon after, there was a severe famine in the whole country, and he had not one penny to his name. So he went and found a job feeding pigs. Now, he was so hungry, he longed to fill his stomach with the food that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. It must have been the lowest moment of his life. I wonder if he dreamed of the life he had with his father, a warm bed to sleep in, warm meals every day, the love of a dad and a family. Now, one day he came to his senses. He said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.'" He knew there was no way his father would take him back as a son, but maybe, just maybe, he could come back as a servant. So he mustered up all the courage he had and began the journey back home. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him. I wonder if he rubbed his eyes and thought to himself, "Could that really be my son?" The father's heart almost leapt out of his chest. He was full of compassion for his son. He ran to him, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son probably fell to his feet, barely able to look at his father, and said, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But I can only imagine the way the father looked at his boy. Eyes full of love, full of mercy, eyes that said, "Welcome home, my beloved son. Now that you've come home, nothing will ever separate us again." Then the father called his servants. He said, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and now is found." This is found in Luke 15, verses 11 through 24. Wow, heroes, isn't that an amazing story? The father welcomed his son home with open arms, and the boy didn't have to do much, but he did have to do one thing. Do you know what that was? He humbled himself, apologized for leaving and believing life would be better his own way, and decided to come home to his father. Did you know that God is like the Father in this story? And because of what Jesus has done for us, sin can't keep us from Him anymore. So it's so easy to run back to our Father. At any moment, God always welcomes us home with open arms. That's what a father does. And God is a perfect, everlasting Father. Now here's, I don't know what your earthly father is like. There are all different kinds of dads. Maybe some of you have amazing dads, but maybe some of your dads aren't in your life, or maybe you lost your dad and he's not with us anymore. Whatever kind of dad you have and you've experienced, I want you to take a moment with me and imagine what the perfect dad, the best dad in the whole world would be like. Someone that takes you to school, someone who plays with you in the front yard, a dad who tickles you until you're gonna burst with laughter, a dad who you can come to with anything because you know you can always talk to him. It can be hard to picture God as this kind of dad if we don't have a dad like this on earth. But heroes, God is all of these things and so much more. He's always with you. He'll never leave you. He wants more than anything to walk with you on this earth and to spend forever with you in heaven. Do you know the best gift we could possibly give God this Christmas? It's our hearts. And the only way to give God our heart is to believe in His Son Jesus and receive Him as our Lord and Savior. The Bible says that Jesus is the only way to God, our loving, everlasting Father. And when we receive Jesus, the Bible says we become children of God. Receiving Jesus as our Lord and Savior is the best decision we could ever make. It means we will never go one more day alone again. So right now, if you want to accept Jesus as the Lord of your life, which means He becomes the boss of your life, would you pray this prayer with me? Say, "God, I want you to be the Lord of my life. I surrender all of my mistakes, all of my past, all of my sin. I lay it at your feet. I receive Jesus into my heart. God, I want to spend the rest of my life, all of the days of my life, following you, loving you, and growing in relationship with you. God, I love you. Thank you for this amazing free gift that will change everything. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed for Jesus to come into your life for the very first time, there is a huge celebration happening in heaven for you. For now on until forever, you will always have our perfect everlasting Father with you. This is the best decision you could ever make. Heroes, let me pray a blessing over you. God, I thank you for every hero in training that's listening to this podcast today. God, thank you that you made them, that you set them apart, that before you even created the universe, you had plans and purposes for their life. God, I pray that whatever they're walking through, whatever representation of a father here on earth they have, God, I pray that they would know you deeper, that they would experience your goodness and your favor and your love and your mercy and your presence and your everlasting goodness. God, would you be with every hero in training? From the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, would you protect them? Would you keep them safe this week? We love you in Jesus' name. And all the heroes in training said, amen. This brings us to the end of today's training. You are well on your way to becoming the amazing and mighty hero that God, our everlasting Father, created you to be. This is Agent Liz signing off. But always remember, the world needs a hero like you.
Thank you for listening to the Hero Kids podcast. Hero Kids is a ministry of Pillar Church in Scottsdale, Arizona. For more information, go to herokids.com.